Ever Closer. Episode 312. Reflection for Week 52. Our scripture focus this week is a promise from Jesus, the compassionate, conquering, returning King, in Revelation 22:12-13. Behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me, to repay to each man according as his work is. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Jesus will complete the salvation work he began when he first came to earth. He will restore all who trust him, along with all of creation, to his glorious design. Here are three questions to consider. 1. Our scripture from Revelation reminds us Jesus is coming quickly with rewards according to our work. In the meantime, we are co-heirs in working with him to save others. How does Christ's presence and power with us now, along with his promise to return, shape your priorities in discipling others? What urgency should this create in our approach to training faithful disciples? 2. Jesus describes himself as the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. How does training disciples to view their entire lives, past, present, and future, through Jesus, transform their daily decisions? What practices help you keep this eternal perspective? 3. The song Next Breath contrasts present blessings with future glory. How do you help disciples maintain faithfulness when immediate rewards aren't visible? What promises about Christ's return provide the greatest motivation for continued faithfulness in your own discipleship journey? Next steps. This concludes our Ever Closer podcast. We pray that you continue to grow in Jesus and help others find and follow him. We have resources on the Lightrunner Ministry website, which you might find useful. For instance, the Footsteps School of Discipleship is an inductive Bible study for individuals or small groups guiding believers into a deeper walk with Jesus. Like Ever Closer does with music, Footsteps does through studying and discussing Scripture. The website address is lightrunner.org. Grace and peace to you as you humbly live for God's glory each day.